Hi everyone, this is Maru Lombardo, fiction producer at Studio 80. I produced several episodes for Cultureverse. If you enjoyed all the stories from this show, I think you'll love the brand new season of Mija Podcast, Mija Música. Mija Podcast tells different stories of immigrant communities through fiction. And its season Mija Música tells the story of Gaby Lang, a young man who lives in New York, but returns to his hometown of Monterrey for his grandfather's funeral. During Gavilán's visit, he gradually threads the story of how Monterrey became so fond of the Colombian musical genre known as vallenato. So today, I wanted you to enjoy the first episode of Mija Música. Here goes El Vallenato.
Every song has a story. And the first time I listened to this vallenato, it was like greeting an old friend. It's hard to explain what the sound of that accordion makes me feel. There's a sort of joy, and also longing. But there's one particular line that made me discover something about myself, my family, and my home. Listen. Sorry. I think I'm getting ahead of myself a little. Let's take it from the top. My name is Gabriel, but everyone calls me Gavilán. I'm from Monterrey, in northeastern Mexico, and several years ago, life led me across the border to New York. But destiny has now brought me back to visit my hometown. Today I'm back in Monterrey for the first time in what feels like forever. I'm here for my grandpa Lolo's funeral. I'm in his room, looking at his stuff, all his relics from the past. To be honest, I didn't really know him that well. The last time I saw him, I was un huerco. That's what we call kids here. In Mexico, we have tons of words for kids. Morritos, escuincles, chamacos, chilpayates. But in my house, we were huercos. And my abuelita tells me that when I was a huerquillo, my grandpa Lolo loved to sing me his songs. You see, he was a musician, and he had a faded green record player with a whole bunch of vinyl records. One day, I was curious, so I grabbed the first one I saw. On the cover, it said, Cumbias and Vallenatos for my friends. I took it out of its sleeve, and Lolo was like, Aguas, mijo! Be careful! Here. Let me show you. First, you lift the needle, he said. Then you put it right here, the closest you can to the edge of the record. And then, you wait. He turns it up a little, and after a few seconds of the song, we get to this line. I carry San Cristóbal with me in my heart, and I weep for its hills. I listened to my grandfather sing these two lines so long ago, and I never quite understood them. Because as far as I know, my grandpa Lolo wasn't from any town called San Cristóbal. He was from this little town in Veracruz called Songolica, and he came here when he was 25 years old. It's sad that my chance to ask him about any of this is gone. So that's why I decided to investigate and tell you this story. In my grandpa's room, next to the record player, I can see his hat hanging on the wall. It's a sombrero volteado from Colombia. It's got all these black stripes that go around its brim and its crown. I try it on. It fits me pretty well, and it looks kind of nice. But here's the funny part. My grandpa Lolo never went to Colombia, and he doesn't know anyone from there either. In fact, Grandpa Lolo had three friends, including his wife. and none of them lived farther away than the elote guy who's always on the corner next to the church. And in every one of the pictures that he pinned on the wall next to his hat, he's got an accordion in his hands and a warm grin on his face. I look out the window from his bedroom. From here you can see this city's greatest pride, its mountains. Our house in Monterrey is at the top of a hill. I see the Cerro de la Silla, which looks like a saddle, El Cerro de las Mitras with its many sharp peaks, El Cerro del Topo Chico, which is where the sparkling water comes from, by the way, and the long Sierra Madre Oriental. They all paint the landscape and blend together in the horizon. But I don't see any Cerro de San Cristobal or anything like that. What did Grandpa Lolo mean by that? My grandpa, who never left this city, whom I regret not knowing better, and who carried in his heart a song that would reveal it all. In this series, I'll share the story of my grandfather and of his greatest passion, Vallenato. I want to know why this music, that was born thousands of miles away from here, made him and me feel at home. This show was produced by Studio 80. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Story, sound mixing, and original music by me, Luis Lopez. Our creative director is Lori Martinez. Additional script editing by Maru Lombardo and Jeremias Juarez. Our production coordinator is Catalina Hoyos. And our art is by William Guevara. This week's recommendation is the album Barrio Bravo by Celso Piña. Celso is undoubtedly Monterrey's most successful cumbia and vallenato musician. And this album is perhaps his most iconic because of the ways he plays with these musical styles and creates something new out of them. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mija Podcast. If you liked the show, leave us a comment and a review on Apple Podcast. Until next time, with love and recuerdos.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Mija Podcast in English or Spanish, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Maru Lombardo. See you soon.
Support for Tracks comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Tracks from PRX.